T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So it's time now. I think Mr. Announcer told you that Jeff Bodeau is with us, and he's of course with William Ravis, and we'll talk a little bit about real estate, which is a good thing to talk about, and it's not all that painful these days. By the way, I do want to introduce Brian Scheckman is here. He's going to be gone after 9 this morning.
Bye bye.
But Joe will be back on Monday, so there you go. First of all, good morning.
How are you guys?
I guess we're okay. Kind of a rainy, gloomy day. On a day like this,
it's going to be nice later on.
I know. Is it hard? Are there days that are better to show houses? Like if it's sunny and bright, or, you know, if somebody's like me, a brooder, you'd probably like it, kind of cloudy. I don't know. Does weather have any role besides a 5-foot snowstorm?
You know, I'm sure it does. Psychologically, it must play on everybody. Obviously, the sun shining and the birds chirping, a nice fall or spring day is the best. Winters are pretty good, too, from the standpoint of when things are decorated, right? You get the house decorated with holidays and things.
Right,
that's where
right.
You got a good smell coming from the oven almost all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So those are also great times.
You know, you gave some statistics to us before the show when you wanted to talk about the concept of appreciation. The thing that jumps out at me, you know, I lived in Connecticut for years and then left for several years and came back about a year ago. And I was a little bit surprised some communities how inexpensive the real estate was. And this one statistic about Connecticut that the median home value, a single family home, is 270, up from 245 in the last 12. That's the last 12 months. That's 12.5% over 5 years. It's 18.6. So a majority of the appreciation in the last 5 years has been the last 12 months. And I would probably argue it's over the last 6 months, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of appreciation going on in the marketplace. Incredibly, the past 6 months have been incredible, unknown as to why, right? No one would have thought about it from a background, but it's been great. Yeah, so as you said, there's been 12.5% of appreciation, 18.6 over 5 years. We're seeing a lot of appreciation right now, and it's likely due to everybody, in my opinion, just wanting to get back into Connecticut, getting out of the
right.
The neighboring New Yorks, the Boston, settling back at home, buying places that are more, let's say, just say COVID-friendly, family-friendly, and they're willing to pay for those. And those numbers are going up. Prices are exceeding list prices. Sale prices are exceeding list prices.
We're luckier than most. I just got a story here. I can't remember where it's from. But essentially, it's about vacancy rates in San Francisco. And I imagine it's almost the same on Manhattan now, in which a lot of people are saying, you know, we moved out of here. We went remote learning or studying or working or whatever. And we don't really need those offices back. You think there's around here to your friends who are in commercial real estate? Maybe you are. Do you see people who are saying, you know, I don't think I'm going back to the big, tall building downtown?
It's absolutely happening. I have a very close friend and client who's over at one of the big corporations, and she was saying that these corporations that have moved out of state and leased spaces, now they're saying, well, how can we get out of those spaces that were recently leased? You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to get out of those spaces?
Well, this might be an unfair question to you, but in terms of the economic impact on the state, how does it balance out the positive of the residential appreciation and the potential pitfalls of a collapse in the commercial real estate market?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I have a client, a friend in town here who owns a building that has multiple tenants in it, so you can rent an office and such.
Right.
Her business is down dramatically. I mean, incredibly, she has more than 50% vacancy because people are just working from home. So you're going to see things on that side where her business and similar businesses are going to be on the downside of income and revenue, where people are at home and you're going to see increase in property value.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how that sway is going to be. You know, every time there's a positive for one thing, there's a negative for another.
That's life. It balances out. Yeah.
That's life.
There are a lot of see-throughs. In other words, that's what you're saying. Then nothing goes to your view all the way through the building. You know, but the one thing go ahead.
No, I'm saying, unfortunately, when someone wins, someone loses. It's just the way that it is.
See, there you go. Once again, here we are. You know, the other thing is, but I was thinking about this. Let's say, in fact, you've decided, okay, we don't need 20,000 feet of floor space and, you know, a little cubicle farm. We don't need that. So what we can do is have a meeting someplace so we can all see each other, I guess, and be a super spreader event. And, you know, we can get together and do, you know, just kind of get to know the team again. But you know what? Some of these empty offices might actually be really good for that on a temporary basis.
There are think tanks and think tank spaces. There's some in Hartford where you can just go and collaborate. And I think those spaces are going to grow in usefulness. When you're talking about large corporations, that we have many in this state, and especially in Hartford County, I venture to say there's going to be some significant empty real estate, especially when you think real estate is such an expense. There's no income ever made off of all that's associated with real estate, whether it's the property, the taxes, the desks, the papers, the paper clips that are inside with all those workers that are now working from home.
Just real quickly, and there's no way that a WeWork or whatever can offset the empty space. So, I mean, I think it's the commercial space is going to have some real challenges. And up and down in Boston, they're still building. They're still building commercial spaces. Here, it's mostly existing. No, they've gone forward with a lot of the projects because they're already financed. But, I mean, it's Boston's going to be very interesting to watch because there could be a collapse in commercial real estate that will really negatively impact the city. But what I want to ask you is that in terms of the runway, I mean, I have a lot of people that I know that are trying to sit on the sidelines, trying to figure out what to do here. Do you see this sustaining itself for a longer term than these cycles usually sustain themselves because of the COVID unknown?
It's such an unknown. Frankly, we don't know what's going to happen. Typically, the spring was an excellent time to buy or sell, and so was the fall. But we've seen a steady pace, steady trend all the way through. And so that leads us to believe, or we don't know. I personally am not sure what's going to happen in the next couple of months, just based on history. But if it continues, which I expect it to, we're not really going to see a decline in anything going on, unless the election's going to take a huge play in what's going on right now in real estate. I have many clients from a couple hundred thousand to a couple million that are sitting on the sidelines wanting to wait until after November 3rd.
Hey, Jeff, just a real question on appreciation. If you were thinking of your house appreciating and getting a piece of that growth in revenue in prices, what's the best thing to do? Like, does a deck work? Redo your kitchen? Get a new bathroom? How about a swimming pool? What works? What doesn't?
Well, with real estate, I don't think if you're thinking of real estate at all, don't think of appreciation, because we're not in a state like you had mentioned, San Francisco, where there's just a known appreciation is going to happen.
Yeah.
In Connecticut, we're seeing appreciation, as you saw on these statistics, but I think you want to do what you want to do that's good for you and good for your family. As far as some of the good things that you had mentioned that may bring appreciation and return on your investment, pools, unfortunately, don't do it.
Right.
You'll get very, very little money back for your pool, if anything at all. Kitchens are still one of those great things that are bringing value, and right now it's custom workspaces. So between your kitchens and your custom workspaces, those are the things that I think are going to be bringing you the biggest return for your money in the next year to 2 or 3 years. Because, again, people are going to be working from home. And even when COVID settles down, this trend is going to stick here. This home working, homeschooling,
I
think it's a trend that's going to stay. So kitchens and fantastic workspaces.
And for you, Ray, I've heard of HVAC. Is pretty good value in terms of the investment.
Yeah, because I just had some put in. Finally, have central air. I'm very excited, Jeffrey. It makes the house far more attractive.
Did you put central air in finally?
I finally did. Yeah, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that expensive, you know.
No.
But like I say, when we moved up here years ago, the realtors are going, "You don't need air conditioning. It never gets hot here." Yeah, well, talk to me in July, okay, sweetheart. By the way, Jeff, people want to get a hold of you. Where might we find you?
We have a new website. It's jeffbeaudoux.com. You can also give me a call at 860-463-9296 or email me at jeff.beaudoux@rabis.com. I'm happy to speak to anybody. Okay. The real estate market right now is just really exciting. And depending on what side you're on, buyer, seller, agent, it's the market's very
brother,
good.
Brother, man. So. Hey, we'll talk to you in about 2 weeks. And by the way, if you want interest in property in Naples, Florida, that's an idea too. Hey, well, because you're down there. Come on, Jeff.
I'm down there. Yeah, and I'll be back down there in 3 weeks. So absolutely.
Thank you. Hey, Jeff, talk to you soon.
You guys are great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.